comes to a head that
rising.
And
or a boil.
Oh, they say that too. Mm-hmm. And
I've heard carbuncle used too.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinary rising.
Now, if you had an infection in your hand, for example, and it got bigger, and something like that, you'd say that your hand
it's getting worse.
Yeah, and if what was happening to it was that it was, or your arm or anything, if it were getting,
it'd become infected.
Yeah, it was getting it was infected and it was getting bigger. You'd say that it
was swelling.
Right, and in a war, if somebody got shot with a bullet, you'd say they got a bullet.
Mm.
And I don't know if you've ever heard this, but sometimes, like around a wound, people would get a white stuff around it, and when it didn't heal right, you'd call that
proud flesh.
You have heard of it, yeah. And if people would get like a little cut on their finger, they'd paint it with this red stuff called
iodine.
Yeah. And then the kind of pills that people would take for malaria.
Quinine.
And if a person was alive yesterday, morbid question, and today he isn't, you'd say last night he was alive yesterday, and then today he isn't.
Last night he was okay. Alive?
Yeah. And so since then he must have
died.
And if you didn't know the cause of the death, you'd say, I don't know what he died
from.
And the place where people are buried.
Instead of of.
Yeah. You're too smart. The place where people are buried is the
cemetery.
Make sure that thing.
Graveyard.
And
most people, I guess, around here call them graveyards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The box that people are buried in is a
casket.
And a ceremony for burial is a
funeral.
And like after a funeral or at a funeral, if the people are dressed in black, you say they are in
mourning.
And if somebody was troubled and feeling bad, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right, don't
worry.
You're good. A disease that makes people's skin turn yellow.
Jaundice.
And if you have to have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of.
I've had an attack of appendicitis. I was going to go ahead and take it out.
Now, if a person can't keep their food down because they're sick in some way, you say that they have to
vomit.
And if the person did vomit, you'd say that they must be sick in reference to the stomach.
If their stomach?
Yeah. And, if a couple was, a boy and girl, were going out together a lot and people thought that they were serious about each other, they'd say that they were
engaged.
And previous to that, I guess, before that they were officially engaged, you'd say that they were
dating.
And then in reference to this couple, people would call him her
boyfriend.
Yeah, that's kind of confusing. And she would be his
girlfriend.
You do it better than I do. And if this guy were to ask this girl to marry him and instead she went off with somebody else, what do you say she did to him?
Jilted him or stood him up. Jilted, I guess.
And then if that didn't happen and she accepted, you say they went ahead and got
married.
And, what do you call what people do on the American Bandstand on TV?
Dance?
What you do in your spare time?
I've got my doubts though. Oh, mercy.
Are you getting worn out, really?
No.